We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Remember this scene out of Father of the Bride where Steve Martin's character absolutely just snaps? He's in the grocery store aisles and going through the hot dog bags. He's all stressed out because his daughter's getting married. Remember this moment?
Excuse me, sir. What are you doing?
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I want to buy 8 hot dogs and 8 hot dog buns to go with them. But no one sells 8 hot dog buns. They only sell 12 hot dog buns. So I end up paying for 4 buns I don't need. So I am removing the superfluous buns.
I'm sorry, sir, but you're going to have to pay for all 12 buns. They're not marked individually.
Yeah. You want to know why? Because some big shot over at the Wiener Company got together with some big shot over at the Bun Company and decided to rip off the American public. Because they think the American public is a bunch of trusting nitwits who'll pay for things they don't need rather than make a stink. Well, they're not ripping off this nitwit anymore because I'm not paying for one more thing I don't need. George Banks is saying no!
Who's George Banks?
Me!
We got a George Banks right here in the studio.
Man, I'm so embarrassed. But listen, there was a lot going on, just like George Banks was.
Uh-huh.
There was a buildup of pressure.
Yeah.
And then it erupted.
Okay.
When the guys at the car rental counter wouldn't inspect my wife's rental return for damage. That's all I wanted him to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when they wouldn't give us a note to say that it wasn't damaged.
As per policy.
As per their policy. As per their policy.
For doing their job.
As they did their job. Well, then I decided to become one of those iPhone vigilantes or whatever and whipped out my phone and started recording as the employee tried to hide. I'm sorry, what's your name? Are you hiding? Why is he hiding?
I cut his voice out.
Is that in your policy? Anything in writing?
Oh, no.
You did that before, and then we got a bill. It was this location, though. So that's why I'm just making sure everything's cool. But that's fine. Listen.
Now, was there cussing in there? Were you cursing?
No, I was very calm. I was very calm.
No, you were scary calm.
Scary calm!
Yeah, I was.
All right, so we're crowdsourcing some comfort and numbers for Jeff here. If you have ever just snapped, then we would love to hear from you. 404-263-0941 is our number.
And the stories that came in to me via Instagram were beautiful and made me feel better. First of all, rental car counters have been the source of a lot of rage.
Okay, all right.
So I get several stories of rental car counters, meltdowns, right? Most of them involving cars that aren't available yet, even though they were reserved for a certain time.
That happens all the time.
Like, how could it not be available? Even though, or the category of car not being available.
Okay.
So that's one. Another one that happens a lot, happens at fast food restaurants, when you don't get your food, right, on time. But the stories that I want to share here with you in just a second, I'm going to pull them up so I can read them verbatim.
Okay.
One of them is a bakery, and it resulted in a smashed cake. And one of them is a pregnant woman climbing over the counter of a fast food restaurant.
That has to do with a craving. I already know it. You don't even have to tell me the rest of the story because I already feel her. I get you. All right. We're going to crowdsource this comfort and numbers up next.
Okay. Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Hey, have you ever gotten to that moment where the pressure was just too much and you just snapped? We want to hear your story. Megan and Commerce, start us off.
So it had just been one of those weeks, and I'd gone to Starbucks and gotten a cream cheese Danish, which is like my guilty pleasure, and I'm talking to my girlfriend on the phone, and that law had just passed about the hands-free thing. Well, my phone's in the phone holder in the car, my earbuds are on, I've got an Apple Watch on, And a cop pulls me over for talking on the phone because he saw the cheese Danish in my hand. And he starts, I'm calm at first. He starts arguing with me that I was on the phone. I'm like, yeah, I'm on the phone, but I have earbuds. That's allowed. I start angry crying, throw my cream cheese Danish on the floor. It's like an episode of Cops up in here. And I snapped and told him that cops like him were the reason why people hated cops.
Oh, no. And how many days were you in jail for?
Right. No, I just got a ticket and I went to court and very calmly told the judge what happened. And he was very, very sweet and let me off. But
yes. Oh,
not
good.
Pretty.
You were like.
So bad.
It is a cheese Danish.
Megan, welcome to the Adult Meltdown
and
Club.
And it was a cheese Danish.
Fist bump through the phone. Welcome to the club. It's me.
Yeah, right.
It's you. It's Courtney, who went to a bakery to pick up a cake that she had made for her dad's birthday. She asked for it to have dark blue frosting on it to match a logo. The frosting wasn't dark blue. It was light blue.
Oh, no.
And her afternoon ended with her using both of her hands to smash the cake
on the
counter and push it on the floor.
Oh, my God. That's so embarrassing.
Okay. And then there's Andy. Jen, and you said without knowing anything, you've already sympathized with Andy because she was 8 months pregnant.
Yep.
And they were putting together her fast food order, and she asked if she could have what was ready now to snack on. So, like, they put the fries in the bag, and they were waiting on the cheeseburgers or whatever, right? And they said, no, we have to give it to you all at once, blah, blah, blah. It screws up our system if we do this. And she's like, you can hand me the fries right now, and got into it. And then when the cashier refused to hand the fries, her 8-month pregnant butt climbed up on the counter, slid across it, walked to the table where her sandwich was waiting, picked up the bag, climbed back over the counter, and stood there and ate her fries while she waited for her sandwich.
It's not her fault. It's the bun in the oven's fault. And those hormones will make you do crazy things.
Courtney and Andy, fist bump through the phone. Welcome to Meltdown Club.
That's right. James, welcome to Meltdown Club.
Hi, how's it going? It's Jameson. Sorry. But,
hey, Jameson.
I had a guy throw a can basically over my shoulder in front of me outside of a bus window. And I cannot stand littering. And this was at, like, midnight, getting back into my community. I was serving the Peace Corps down in Paraguay. And the guy sat down, and this group of guys all laughed. And one was like, oh, recycling. And I just slipped. And so I stood up, and this is really late. I was, you know, it was a very bumpy bus ride. And I preached to, like, the entire bus, specifically to this group of guys. And I was like, there's going to be a day when the water is too dirty to drink and the land is too dirty to grow crops. And your animals aren't going to be able to eat anything. And what are you going to do then? So you know what? Keep on recycling that way. I was like, 'cause this isn't my country, so whatever. And I just sat down, and no one said another word on the entire bus ride. But I kind of, like, prayed these guys didn't get off in my community because, like, they probably would have not been happy. So I just sat there hoping the whole time. But they got off a little bit before me, so...
That is
awesome.
Fist bump through the phone. James, welcome to Meltdown Club.
Right. You made it. See? You're not alone.
Oh, thank you for sharing your stories. It's so cozy when you're holding hands with all your friends and yelling at strangers.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.